special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. We have a special show today with a couple, you know, known people in the naming the Jew community, if you will, you know, talking truth and exposing the Zionists, as I call them from their biblical term, the Edomites of the Bible. And they want to, of course, posit their position that Christianity as a whole, and I guess all Abrahamic faiths, are the root cause behind all this, you know, evil we see in the world. And I can see where that's a very common misconception, because Abraham was not a Jew. But we will get into this and so much more, I hope. But first, I just want to say that I have done a lot of research into this myself, and I've also watched a lot of Adam's material, which a lot of it is 100% on the nose, and I've listened to Al's work as well, and a very similar vein. We just don't agree on the whole Jesus is a Jew thing, and, you know, whatever else they want to say about that avenue there. So I will, you know, bring Al onto the show, I guess, first, just to give you an introduction and let people know who you are in your own words, if you will.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity to reach, you know, people of the Christian faith. I know you're kind of not your typical Orthodox Christian, and we'll get into that as the broadcast continues. But I think the important thing is to give you guys, Chris's audience, like my testimonial. I was born the son of a pastor. Christianity has been in my family for literally a millennia, okay? And it was nothing I had a choice in, okay? And that's how most of you were brought into it. You were born into it. Multi-generational, however many generations, however many centuries it was. So it's something we're inculcated into, indoctrinated into. And yes, you know, you're born Christian, you're going to Sunday school. There was a point in my life where I was at the church three times a week, right? Wednesday night Bible study, Friday night Boys and Girls Club, Sunday morning services and evening services. I didn't go to both, but you know what I'm saying, three times a week. And, you could say that that indoctrination and that kind of programming works. So it's not something that even you might even have a conscious choice in doing. You're just, and there are no other options for you because you are being raised in a Christian household. So yeah, you know, after years and years of indoctrination, right, and programming, you espouse and subscribe to Christianity and Jesus is the Son of God, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world and all that jazz. Now, the difference is, I think a lot has to do with the fact that my parents are deceased, and I could never really, you know, kind of come to this realization if they were still alive, just for my personal position here. But what brought me around was obviously a multiple series of red pills. The first red pill that we come to is, you know, fake news. The government's the highest form of organized crime. They do nothing but lie to us, right? Then there's the cabal, right? Like, you understand that the Judaic Jewish supremacist cabal that runs most of the Western world, right, and much of the world in general. But you have a series of red pills. The most bitter red pill to swallow. Right. A lot of times the last red pill for many of us is the theological one. Now, obviously, Adam and I posit the same kind of theory, right, that Christianity was a Jewish hoax, right, a psyop to subjugate the Greco-Roman Latin Greek speaking world circa first century A.D. to do what they couldn't do militarily because of the numbers, right, that you can't. They weren't going to ever rival Greece, Rome, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Persia, right? The Romans. This was never a realistic, feasible thing to do. So what do? They took the long, they engaged in the long game, psychological, theological subjugation, right? To pull this hoax off, to give them everything they want, the status of God's chosen people, the birthright, the covenant, this is their world, and everything else that we have seen, if you study anything in terms of the Torah, the Talmud, the Tanya, all these Kabbalistic rabbis, the rabbinical Judaism, and all the rest, right? So it gives them everything. It worked out aces. Look how great it's worked for them, right? So they pulled it off. So we fast forward 2,000 years, and here we are, right? And if anything, we're going to get into this. I'm sorry, I'm going a little bit long here, right? But I'm gonna wind it down with this. We're going to get into the details, the nuts and bolts of it. And I would ask your audience to open your hearts and your minds to these possibilities, right? It, like I said, it's the most bitter of the red pills to swallow. The theological one is the last one for a great many people, and some people still haven't taken the American, the evil American Empire red pill, which might be their final red pill, right? But that's the nuts and bolts of it. I came to this realization that I've been fooled. This is a Jewish psyop. Most of the evidence, we'll get into the details of whether Jesus existed and everybody wanting to be the fake Jews, right? To have this covenant with this God and all the rest. But like I said, we'll get into the details throughout this broadcast, but That was my journey to where I am today. Thank you.
Okay. No, thank you. I appreciate it. And I want to give you, obviously, the time to explain yourself and where you come from, your background. I appreciate it. And it's like many people. You mentioned you grew up indoctrinated into the church. Well, that's also where they've inverted and lied about everything, for they are of their father, the devil. They are liars. They've been liars since the beginning. They've created this notion that we need to go to this building with four walls called a church, and that is where you'll get your knowledge. But they've infiltrated everything and indoctrinated everyone, and the Catholic Church is, they're full bore into it as well. You know, that's not where you get your truth. So it's churchianity. So you have gotten that unfortunate indoctrination from churchianity into believing, so they try to get you to believe their way, which they don't teach what I teach. They don't teach from the Bible. They don't teach scripture. They don't teach what their father tells them to do, because it's all about the shekels. It's all about the money, as I'm sure you'll agree with me there. We just disagree on the whole religion part of it.
I would say it's a control system, right? Like,
sure.
It basically introduced a matrix, an artificial reality to control people. But I'm going to let you go on to get Adam. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just, a quick question for you. I mean, you understand, obviously, that you can, you know, get your own truths from the Bible without listening to an intercession, you know, somebody interceding on the behalf, like a priest,
absolutely.
A pope.
Absolutely. Oh. You don't need an intermediary. You don't need a third person. That was the Catholic kind of scam. They wouldn't even let Christians read the Bible for the first 1500 years. So yeah, I get all that, but you know, it's still fruit from the same poison tree. It doesn't mean that the Bible is valid, right? And this is what we're gonna get into throughout the broadcast.
Sure. So it's gonna be hard for me, I guess, in some ways, to shed some light on this and how the Edomite Jews have lied about who they are, their birthright, being the quote-unquote chosenites and all that, because they aren't. They have everybody believing it, hook, line, and sinker, because their very existence, their survival, it rests on that fact, because we wouldn't be giving them billions of dollars every year and sending it over to Israel if real Christians, real Bible-believing, God-fearing men actually did something about it and understood who their enemy was. Because they're not Israelites. They never were. They weren't Hebrew. They were once of Abraham, and that's where it gets a little funny. They were from Abraham, but Jesus told them. He came and he told them in the flesh. You know, he said, yeah, you were of Abraham, so you say. You know, I get it, but if you were children of Abraham, would you ever do the works of Abraham? And they didn't. He's talking to the Pharisees at the time, who ended up killing him on the cross. And he said, you are seeking to kill me. And I'm in John chapter 8 for anybody who wants to follow along. But right before that, if you back up, the Jews, the Edomites, actually admit that they are not the children of God, that they are not the chosenites. And they slip up when talking to Jesus because they're trying to trip him up, in his words, not realizing that they're talking to God. They're never going to trip up God in the flesh. This is verse 31 of John chapter 8. It says, Jesus then said to the Judeans who have believed in him, and they've mistranslated Jew pretty much everywhere in the Bible, if ever you should be remaining in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will be making you free. That's a very popular verse. It's on like the CIA's wall, and you know, it's used for many purposes. They answered him, though, and here's where it gets a little interesting. The seed of Abraham are we, and we have never been slaves of anyone. How are you saying that you shall be becoming free? Well, that's very interesting, because at this point in time, the Israelites, you know, the real Judahites of the tribe of Judah, and that's where they mistranslate that word Jew a lot. They could also be Judean, depending on the context in the Bible. But they're admitting that they were not the same people who were in captivity under Pharaoh in Egypt. You see, they've already experienced captivity and bondage if they were real Israelites. But they weren't. They were the Edomites under Herod's court. These were the Pharisees. So, I mean, you know, have you ever gotten into this stuff and looked at, like,
okay,
in
the... So you're asking me...
All right, let me respond, Al.
Yeah, go ahead.
And if you'd like to say, you know, who you are, I mean, most of my listenership probably knows who you are.
Of course, we've heard all of this Christian identity nonsense. And, I mean, what's up, dude? Because I don't believe this fringe, obscure, delusional flavor of Christianity. You say liars are of the devil. Well, I guess you're of the devil because you've been lying your ass off about me.
I haven't been lying, Adam.
Yeah, you have, actually. You've been calling me Jewish. You think you're the real chosen person, and then you're calling me Jewish because I don't believe in any of this God of Zion, Israel, chosen people nonsense.
Yeah,
I don't know that you're Jewish, Adam.
Yeah, you don't know that I'm Jewish, exactly. And you've been lying your ass off like a little low-life troll calling me Greenberg and pointing arrows at my nose. I've shown my ancestry test. I'm 100% Northwestern European, zero Jewish ancestry. I'm 6'4", blonde hair, blue eyes, and 240 pounds. You think I'm a fucking... You think that I'm just pretending to expose rabbis in Zionist power in Judaism? You're delusional, coping, wanting to be God's chosen people, and then attacking me and calling me Jewish when you literally think you're the real Jew. You don't even have a problem with Jews or Judaism or the Torah. You have a problem with the supposed fake Jews. So if the fake Jews are the problem, it must be the real Jews that are good, the real chosen people. You're just like a fucking rabbi. You sound exactly like the rabbis.
Language, Adam. I've asked you once. I'll ask you again, please.
What language?
This is not
what language.
We're on the air. What did I say?
Yeah. What word did I say?
No more dropping F-bombs. But listen,
Is an F-bomb? Chris, you sound just like the rabbis. You're calling me Edom like the rabbis. You think you're a chosen person. You worship a Moshiach and the God of Israel and think that you're the real Jacob. You might as well just convert to Judaism, dude. You're so kosher. You're the most extreme version of kosher Christian controlled opposition there is.
Adam, let's get to this in due time. All the smears, all the false accusations that have been made, all of this stuff, let's get it out there. But Chris, I would ask you this. You can minister to your flock, right? On your radio show whenever you want. Let's kind of avoid that here because we're not, you know, you're asking us to accept all of these delusions that this is somehow valid, right?
Jesus isn't Jewish. Give me a break, dude.
That the God of Israel is real.
You know how delusional you sound to say Jesus is not Jewish, dude?
Without cursing like a sailor. Intelligent people don't do that.
Dude, you're not intelligent, man. You're like one of the dumbest guys on the internet.
Listen. Chris, let's first have the first part of this debate is you have to prove the legitimacy of all these things that you're going off of. First of all, there is no evidence that Abraham even existed. Okay, the Abraham is a fictional character, made up character. There is absolutely zero evidence that Abraham existed. So we could go from there. The validity of the Bible.
No,
the legitimacy
I think
of the scriptures. This is what we can talk about. Don't ask us to participate in this delusional, you know, biblical Abraham Genesis never happened, right? The Jews were never the Jews of Goshen and Moses. These are all mythologies and Jewish fairy tales. So don't ask us to exist in that delusional fairy tale world until you can demonstrate the legitimacy of it, which cannot be done. So I would ask you not to minister to us.
Al, stop. What's the radio?
Is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. This is the Freedom Ministry. I am your host, Chris Switzer. We have on the show today Adam Green of No More News and Al Bashai. He has a following on Twitter and probably other social media video hosting websites as well. You just jump right back into it, I just want to ask a question. You've already said you don't believe Abraham existed. I get it. Do you believe Jesus as a man?
You don't get it, though.
No, because, I get it. You don't believe
this. I get it.
You
were just talking about, Abraham this, where Abraham wasn't a Jew. The Jews are fake, and we're the real Jews. And
I didn't say that.
You're affirming all their fairy tales.
It's a false premise. It's a false premise.
If I could
establish the validity of any of this.
This is my show. I'm going to speak. Please be quiet. I never once said fake Jew anything. They have changed the meanings of words from the original Greek and the original Hebrew to say things they never said. Goyim, for example, does not mean non-Jew, okay? It never did. That's Gentile.
Nations, we know.
Nations,
okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, it causes a lot of confusion, and people run with it to prove their point, their agenda, making it fit their narrative. The same thing goes with the word Jew, mistranslated over and over in the Bible. It depends on the context. It can mean one of two things. It can mean Judean, as in the peoples who populate Judea, or it means Judahite, of the tribe of Judah. Jesus was of the tribe of Judah. These Edomites were not. They never were. This is my point. Do you admit, or do you say that Jesus never existed as a man? Forget the deification.
Hold on. That's irrelevant to our conversation right now. You said, are the Edomites Israelites?
They're not Israelites, no.
They're different, right?
Of course they are.
Okay, well, I can debunk you in one verse then. 2 Corinthians 11:22. Paul asks, are they Hebrews? Talking about the Jews. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Yeah. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. So there goes your whole theory that all the Jews are... You want another verse that debunks your whole theory? I think your audience needs to hear this, okay?
Let's go back to that verse.
So
let's stop right there.
Did the Jews reject Jesus?
Say it again. Okay. 2 Corinthians, what was it?
2 Corinthians 11:22. Yeah, we should go one at a time.
We should, yeah. Absolutely. So we're looking at 2 Corinthians 11:22. Now in whatever anyone is daring in imprudence, am I saying it? I also am daring. Hebrews are they? I also. Israelites are they? The seed of Abraham are they? I also. Servants of Christ are they? Being insane I am speaking. Above them am I. In weariness more exceedingly. In jails more exceedingly. In blows inordinately. In deaths often. And he's not talking about Jews. He's saying by Judeans or Judahites. Every time you see the word Jew, it was not Jew.
That's what it was, a Yehudi, a Jew. You try to make these false distinctions to try to, like, differentiate and come up with these conspiracies. Who was waiting for a Messiah around this time 2,000 years ago?
The churchianity of the time.
The church didn't exist. There was the Moshiachianity. It was the Jews occupied by the Romans wanted their Son of Man Savior to come and redeem them. The whole concept of Messiah is all Hebrew, Israelite, Jewish, which evolved into the Jews. Here's the question. Your whole religion is debunked with this. So Jesus.
Tried with that one.
Jews, and they rejected him, right? You believe the Jews rejected Jesus.
The Judeans rejected Jesus. Those in Judea at the time. You're mistranslating.
Yeah, that's what Jews are called, the people in Judea.
They weren't. They were Edomites. They were of Esau, Edom.
Okay, it's semantics.
Listen, Chris. Why is nowhere in the New Testament does it – this is such an important thing in your theology that they're the secret Edomites. They're the imposters pretending to be the Jews. Why does it not say this clearly anywhere in the New Testament? And I know you're going to say, oh, it calls them the synagogue of Satan. That's nothing about – there's thousands and thousands of words. Nothing about – and Jesus said, you are the Edomites pretending to be Jews. He never says that at all. You're just like pulling it from nothing.
He says they're lying about being of the tribe of Judah. Read it with the right word, and you will understand clearly. It never said Jew. That's my point.
Romans 3:29. So what was Paul? Was Paul an Edomite too? Because if the Pharisees are Edomites, then Paul, Saul, the founder of Christianity, basically, was he an Edomite too?
Well, that's actually I don't know for a fact, but I'm inclined to suspect he was not.
There you go. Debunked again. You lost. Okay, another verse that. Disproved. I'm shattering the Christian identity paradigm right now.
Christianity at the time, and that's what he got out of because the Holy Spirit came to him. He chose him, just like you can be grafted in today. If a Jew wants to believe,
want to be grafted into the Jew to the Jewish covenant. Why are you so desperate to be Jewish?
Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. And I have a lovely debate going with Adam Green of No More News and Al Bashai. Before the break, you brought up scripture, of course. You both said previously that Genesis, you know, is, I guess, fake. It didn't exist. But I asked you pointedly, and this is historical. It's, you know, just a question to understand where you're coming from and you know, your knowledge. Did Jesus as a man, forget his deity, did he exist? Yes or no?
There's a possibility that there's some figure named Yeshua, but either way, it is
so
still
there's
a possibility. It's also a very strong possibility that he was created as a mythical deception and a prophecy fulfilling spiritual Messiah. And
right.
Whether there was a man at the root of it or not is irrelevant, because either way, they still took prophecies from the Old Testament and wrote them in a fictional fan fiction narrative and then sold it to the Gentiles to make them quasi-Noahides and to worship, abandon their idol worship and worship the God of Israel. That was the whole goal of the Messiah, was to theologically conquer the nation.
Adam, hold on. You tell me that I want to be Jewish so bad, yet you foster and promote the very lies that they have they have used to you know, assimilate their own
those lies. In fact, all the academic atheist gatekeepers, they all say, "Oh, Jesus mythicism is an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory." They call me a Nazi for saying that Jesus is a mythological deception to conquer the nations, and then the other side, your side, calls me a Jew for not worshiping the King of the Jews. Just you're surrounded by stupid on all sides with no argument.
You're a non-believer.
Can I jump in here? You asked the question. Can I answer it?
Yes, please.
I can't say with 100% certainty either way, but I'm leaning towards none, that he didn't exist, and okay. I'll explain to you why I've come to this conclusion. Yeah. Now, if there was a Judean or a Nazarene or whatever your specific sect believes Jesus was,
what he was
ministering around Galilee and
circumcised
ancient Palestine,
celebrating Hanukkah and Passover
for 3 years, performing miraculous miracles, right? Healing the sick, resurrecting the dead, turning loaves into meals that fed hundreds from three fish and a couple of pieces of bread, turning water to wine, exorcising demons from people and driving them into pigs. If all of this, walking on water, the rest, we're all familiar with the miraculous things that the so-called Jesus did. If this guy was actually performing all these things, don't you think there would be some kind of third party corroboration? There would be sects springing up instantaneously, and Christianity would have just taken off, or this Jewish sect that was the Essenes, the Messianic Millenarian Jews of first century AD. Don't you think this thing would have just took off like wildfire, and there'd be all kinds of chronicles and reports, and it would travel throughout the Roman Empire when you had what's his name, Pliny the Younger, reporting 100 something AD, so well over a century after the time of Jesus, he said, yeah, there's something called Christians, but I haven't come across any. It didn't, right? It didn't take off like wildfire. There were no crazy sects springing up from this miraculous life story of this this healer and this magician or whatever you want to call it, the, you know, supernatural stuff.
Fictional Jewish superhero.
Right. So that's a very strong indication that this was made up. This was historic. They historicized it, and you got to get to the root, right? Before you read more scripture and do the ministry, you have to establish that this is legit. So
exactly. So Al, you would say that we're like, you believe in evolution? I would take it, maybe Darwinism.
I believe in evolution in general.
Have to do with Jesus.
Even Darwin and the evolution guys exist. Don't have it all figured out. Okay,
you must.
There's no accounting for the giants. The giants are real. We have the skeletal archaeological evidence of the giants, and there is a lot of kosher gay ops in terms of what we're allowed to know and what's been obscured from us.
Okay, well, I have third party secular historical record of a Jesus, a man who did perform miracles, et cetera, et cetera. Would you say all those historians are also liars or didn't exist?
I didn't want to do a Jesus mythicism debate with you. I wanted to take this time to call out your lies about me, one, but to address Christian identity and Jesus wasn't Jewish and this Edomite conspiracy that all of you guys, which is completely muddying the waters and a distraction. And
let's get to the root of it, as Al says.
But since you brought up Jesus myth, who are these sources? Who are these secular sources that supposedly saw Jesus?
Did Pontius Pilate exist, or was he fake too?
No mythicist says that he was fake.
Right. Okay.
Well, he writes about Jesus.
He doesn't. That's a known forgery.
No, come on.
No scholar anywhere, and tons of Christians admit that's a forgery. Try again. Next.
That's not legitimate. Those Pontius Pilate things are
false. Those are like a late forgery too. Okay, try again. Who else?
It's not a forgery. It's in the archival volumes. It's not a forgery.
100% it's a forgery.
Bias notes.
It's not legitimate, dude.
Anybody can Google it and look into it. They'll see everybody knows that's a forgery. Okay, next. What else do you have?
Okay. So Publius Lentulus was also a forgery. It was a fake as well.
I don't know what meme you're reading this from or what disinfo Christian identity site, but everybody knows that the first extra biblical mention of Jesus is from Josephus, which is heavily disputed if it's a complete interpolation or not. And then there's Tacitus, and then there's Pliny the Younger, and then there's I believe Suetonius is another one. You're just putting out like the worst of the disinformation of them.
You know, so you want to just say it's a meme. Yeah, so the letter of Lentulus is just a meme that I found on a meme website, is what you're saying?
Say it again. What year is this supposedly from?
The letter of Lentulus. He was a contemporary of Jesus. He was a Roman official. He gives a physical and personal description of Jesus, just like Pontius Pilate did in his report.
This must be a forgery, too.
His crucifixion, because he had to report on what
happened. Dude, if this was true, I would have heard so many Christians do. I've debated so many Christians on this. I've read so many books by people arguing this, and none of them cited this guy. This is total quackery. I don't even know where you're pulling this one from. I've heard of the other one, but this one.
It doesn't make it quackery.
Have you ever read a book about Jesus being a myth? Have you ever read – how many books have you read that cover Josephus and Tacitus and the actual scholarship on extra-biblical mentions of Jesus? Because the first two you just mentioned are widely known to be forgeries.
You didn't even know the second one is, and you're claiming it a forgery. You don't even know who Lentulus is.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of forgeries. Dude.
You're claiming it whole cloth of forgery without even looking into it. If that's not the epitome of ignorance, I don't know what
is. No, you're the epitome of ignorance because you haven't read any of these, not even close to the amount of books of early Christianity and the debates on all sides about this. None of them have acknowledged either of those two citations that you gave as legitimate. Not even the side that you're on argues that one. Nobody.
I'm not that side other than truth.
This is Adam's wheelhouse, right?
You think he's a historical figure.
Yeah,
and he has to be. In your whole paradigm, he has to be a historical figure. Otherwise, Christianity is obviously all a mythical deception and a lie. And you're helping enable that lie going along with all this. Instead of teaming up with me and Al and others and opposing the God of Israel and this whole idea of chosen people and the Hebrew scriptures and wanting a Moshiach to rule the world, you believe it all and you want it all. You're so desperate, just like the rabbis. You want to be the true Jacob. You want to be the true Israel. You want to have the birthright. You want to rule over the Goyim. You don't help us expose all the supremacy of the Torah about ruling over the Gentiles and the Goyim. You say, Goyim doesn't really mean that. And that's really about us. We're the chosen people.
Nation. You're not even using the words right, Adam. You're so incensed.
Your fringe, really? Obscure, irrelevant sect, you're the ones that got it right. God's plan is to have a religion and send his Messiah and then allow Satan's people to steal your identity and to pretend like they're chosen. And all of the real chosen people, they just forgot. This is all such quackery,
please,
dude.
Please.
Can I jump in here?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Let's suspend disbelief. And pretend like Christians and Jews and Muslims, okay? Let's pretend like we're going to the movies here and this is real, okay? Why would you want to appropriate a clearly genocidal, evil, racist, supremacist theology with a very dark worldview, a view of fear-based mind control, that you're gonna perish in an eternal lake of fire if you don't
blood magic.
If you don't worship the genocidal God of Israel, this caco demon Yahweh, right? Why, first of all, why would you want to appropriate that for yourself, and it wasn't meant for you, right? It's these ancient Hebrews, right? And secondly, why would you want to worship such an evil God? It makes no sense on any level, right? So
let me answer whenever if you have to.
So your audience can understand this and free themselves from these shackles. This Hebrew con, this fucking conspiracy to rule the world from behind the scenes by enslaving you into this slave theology.
Why do you want to be a Zionist?
That's your question. I'm not a Zionist, Adam. If you, sure you come are. On, if you,
you believe in Zionism, is Yahweh not is Jehovah not the God of Zion?
Zionist
yeah,
is a
worship the God of Zion.
Let
just say that,
you, Adam,
and then think. Let hey, maybe tell you maybe I answer. Am. Maybe you are a Zionist.
You're afraid of the answers, Adam, or you would
no,
stop
no,
talking.
I want the answer.
Then thank you. There we go.
Do you worship so, the God of Zion? Yes or no?
Worship Yahweh. I worship
the God of
Zion? Mashiach, which is the actual God come in the flesh. That's
Yeshua
the Hebrew.
Mashiach, yeah.
In Hebrew, okay, was not their language. Okay, they were not the Israelites. They were not the Anglo-Saxons. They were the
Anglo-Saxons are Europeans,
were the true
dude.
Israelites?
Dude, this is, I'm Anglo-Saxon. All right,
I know
maybe you are too. I look a lot more European than you do, obviously.
Pray for you.
It is degrading our ancestors. It's genetically retarded to think that we came from the Middle East. We've been evolving up in the North for tens of thousands of years.
How can the Saxons be the true Israelites?
I'd love to answer that if you give me a chance to answer. You guys hop over me and then mock and ridicule. That is your tactic.
It's just so absurd. It's so absurd that I mean, okay, go ahead. Please explain how Anglo-Saxons are the true Israelites.
Thank you.
No, I wanted him to answer if he worships the God of Zion. We didn't get past that. You worship the God of Zion.
And let me answer that. Okay, Zionism was a term, a tactic created modern. It's not old.
Wrong.
Oh, it is?
You worship the God of Zion.
They have
all over the Old Testament, the God of Zion.
I understand this, Adam.
Okay, so you're a Zionist. You believe in you worship the God of Zion. You are a Zionist.
Zionist, Adam, which you know to be true. They want their land. They want the land in Palestine.
Don't you want the land? You think you're a Hebrew? You think you're the root Hebrew? Do you want to go back and set up shop in the Middle East?
Covenant. I don't. It's an accursed land. It always has been, Adam. Okay? Maybe
your curses
we both
aren't real, dude. You believe in magical fairy tale Jewish curses. That's the problem.
There were
just
magicians.
Like the rabbis do.
Yeah, there were magicians and there always have been, but they get their powers from another source. And Jesus came and showed that he was more powerful than they. And that's what the Pharisees became in an uproar about, because like Al said, wouldn't it go like wildfire? It was. At the time, that's why he avoided Jerusalem, because he was killed. And Jesus, it wasn't his time. He put himself willingly on the cross to fulfill prophecy. He is God. And
so why do you blame the Jews for killing Jesus then?
They had a role in it, obviously. They played their
role. You should thank them. They're just doing what God chose them to do, right?
They said about your salvation.
You
right?
wouldn't have your blood magic ritual scapegoat atonement sacrifice if it weren't for the Jews. So actually, you should be thanking the Jews for killing your God. It's all part of God's plan.
They're Edomites, Adam. They are never of Hebrew. They never were.
You think the Edomites killed Jesus then, right? That's the claim?
They did, and they used the Romans as well. They used Pontius Pilate.
Listen, I'm going to disprove you with one verse. You think the Edomites killed Jesus? Right?
Here we go.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the claim. The Edomites killed Jesus. Okay. John 1:11. He came to that which was his own, the king of the Jews, but his own did not receive him. Was Jesus an Edomite?
No, again.
No, he wasn't. So he came to his own. He came to the Jews. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Davidic Messiah. David was the king of Judah. It's all Jewish.
Oh, you're again using that word to fit your
this word,
ideology.
It says, dude, do you not get this? You're totally debunked. John 1:11, Jesus came to that which was his own. He came to the Jews because he was the king of the Jews, as the Bible says. When the men came at his birth, they said, "This is the king of the Jews."
Dayans and Judahites. Again, it's
same
been
thing. It's the same
Forget
thing.
Forget about the semantics. You know what we're talking
You're
about.
You're playing semantic. You're basing your whole religion off a false distinction and a ridiculous semantic argument.
We'll never come around to this because you don't see the real Hebrew and Greek terms. Get
they're not
a Greek
around with it, and it's a failure. Christianity is completely kosher. It's their greatest allies. They've benefited
the
from the Christian-controlled
weapon.
Opposition.
No.
It's completely kosher, and you're trying to salvage it with this delusional Christian identity.
The way and the life, that is the true belief. The following of Jesus, Yahweh.
Yeah, not okay, can I jump in here?
Yeah, we got a break, though, right after the break. Yeah. Hang on.
Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
We are back. This is the Freedom Ministry. I am your host, Chris Switzer. We're on with Adam Green, No More News, and Albert Shai. If I could answer your question, I knew there were a couple. Which question have I yet to answer, to your best of your knowledge, Al?
Yeah, let's pick up where we left off on John 1:11. Jesus came to that which was his own, the Jews, as he's the king of the Jews, the king of Judah, whatever, same thing, but his own did not receive him. So you're saying that the Edomites are fake Jews, imposters that rejected Jesus, but it says he came to his own and they did not
answer.
Receive
him. Can I answer? You read it twice. Okay, can I answer? Okay, all right. So Israelites, again, are not Jews. They're Israelites, okay? They're of Israel, of Jacob. Jacob called Israel. And let's go look at the scripture. In the world he was. Who? He? God, right? And the world came into being through.
Before you get to the stripper, Chris, I gotta correct what you just said there. The Israelites, when the 10 tribes were conquered by the Assyrians, a lot of them went down to Judah, and then there was Judah and Benjamin. And then those people were called the Jews. So what was once called the Israelites later was known as the Jews.
Adam, this is my point. We're Judah. Yeah. Not
people
Jews.
In Judah are called Jews and they follow Judaism.
Modern.
No, it's not. Yehudi, Judean, it's the
Let
same
me finish.
Thing.
If
it's
you,
not
if
different.
Can.
Go ahead.
Let's look at the verse you're giving me, right? In the world he was. Who? He? God. And the world came into being through who? Him. God. And the world knew him not. Who? God. To his own he came. Who's? God's children. And those who are his own accepted him not, right? Because his children are disobedient. He divorced his children. He also has the remarriage. We come back, his flock, his sheep. I can show you scripture after scripture that shows this, that the Jews, the Edomites, are not his sheep. They don't listen. They're not of the house of Israel. He
You've
came
got no
after
verse them. Saying this. No verse does Jesus ever say, you're actually an Edomite. You're not a real Jew. You're an Edomite. Oh, it never says that anywhere.
I didn't say that, but you have to know who these people are to identify them. They're identified.
The big issue is who gives a crap who's an Edomite anyway? Like rabbis, Black Hebrew Israelites and rabbis are obsessed with who Edom is. The fact that like I've got compilations of rabbis with hundreds of thousands of views waking people up to the clear and present danger that is this prophecies and their kosher Christian allies of the destruction of Edom. And instead of saying, yeah, that's the issue, we should really stop these crazy Kabbalah rabbis that think we're Edom and want to destroy us. You say, no, the real issue is that they're Edom. Do you see how like
that's
how,
not the biggest
how
issue?
Losing
the biggest
retarded
issue
argument
is
that is
faith. It's your eternal soul, and right now it's at risk, yours and Al's. I do
I'm
pray
not
for you.
You're
trying to fear
controlled
I'm not
by the fear wrong. Of hell.
The truth shall make you
scared.
You're controlled
by fear through Jewish fairy tales.
You're on a path fraught with danger because. It doesn't make any sense. You have to offer a coherent argument. You want us to delude ourselves and to play in this sandbox where the Bible's real, the biblical stories happened. It's all mythological, bro.
Assuming for the sake of argument, because a lot of Christians out there are never not going to believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Even using the Bible, we can still disprove what Chris believed. Like this verse, he came to which was his own. He came to the Jews. The Jews were waiting for him, and they rejected him.
I can prove it, and we will after the break. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease Off, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.